Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then that's it.
Wow.
Quite fast, right? I mean, it's a lot longer than your usual instant noodles, but you get instant noodles, then you get to eat cheese, and you get to eat French onion soup in one go. Three in one.
Who would have thought French onion soup would have a baby with instant noodles?
Hi there, welcome to Quarantine Cooking. This is Yang Yang, producer of the show. With so many of us stuck at home, we can really use some help in the kitchen and comfort from food. That's why we are launching this special series called Quarantine Cooking, where we visit some of the top chefs in Hong Kong and ask them what they cook at home. And it turns out, they are just as lazy as the rest of us. Except their simple recipes are really delicious. So, today's recipe? 3-ingredient French onion instant noodle soup.
They are instant noodles, onions, and cheese.
With Barry Quick, head chef at Beat Restaurant.
Cooking. So you need a piece of onion. You can just roughly slice it. And then put it into a pot with a little bit of oil. Then you can start coloring it or caramelizing the onion. That takes about 10 minutes maybe. And then depending on how much you're making, if it's just for a packet of instant noodles, you just need like maybe half an onion. And then the caramelizing process takes a bit faster. Then once the onions has a nice light brown color, just add the seasoning packet in. Cook it for like 30 seconds to a minute, and then pour in just enough water. The amount needed for one packet of noodles. And then cook it for about a minute and a half. Pour it into a vessel, or you can use the same pot that you have been cooking the noodles with.
Yeah.
So you don't want to fully cook the noodles, maybe just like a 2 minute. Depending on whether you're baking your noodles with the cheese or not. If you are not, then you want to fully cook your noodles. If you are, then just want to cook it, like make it half cooked, and then just grate the cheese over the top. And then just put it into the oven. If you do not have an oven, you can also use a blowtorch. If you do not have a blowtorch, you can just leave it as what it is. Just like a pasta with cheese over. There you have it. Enjoy.
If you enjoy this recipe, or if you have your own quarantine recipe to share, you can use hashtag quarantinecookingEDA to give us a shout out on any social media. We would love to know if this works or helps. And don't worry, our regular Eat Drink Asia will be back and running. Stay safe, eat well. See you next time.
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.